I have been traveling around the island of Ireland this week. That has been the highlight of my week. Some of it I've done virtually, and some of it I have done face to face. And I'll tell you all why in a few minutes.
Paul, who's going to share with us his experience of the recent initiative for the District 71. Paul, the stage is yours.
In the background, you can see part of a very crude handmade drawing that I did of the island of Ireland. I should draw attention to not so much the pink lines on it, but the faint external boundaries, which have Dublin on the right-hand side. I'm going to come back to the meaning of this map and why I drew it in a minute. Toastmasters, I'm one of these people who loves journeys, loves travel, but in a very particular way. I have, for many, many years before I joined Toastmasters, had a habit of chronicling, recording for posterity the details of what it's like to be on a particular journey. And in 1998, I went around the National Trust in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland during a journey called Around the Trust in 80 Days. You've heard of the film, the story Around the World in 80 Days. That was Around the Trust in 80 Days. That meant leaving London and traveling down around the south coast of the island of Britain and all the way down to Cornwall and up there. I don't want to presume you know the geography, but the key thing is that when it came to Northern Ireland, I was one of the organizers. We flew in. My obsession with recording the details is reflected in the fact that back in 1998, I had a little dictaphone with very small tapes in it. You may even remember that very basic technology. Tiny little tapes. Well, I have about 25 of those little tapes on which I recorded the journey. I recorded conversations in the Land Rovers that we traveled in. I recorded being on the Giant's Causeway. I recorded it all. And then I spent the entire winter of 98, 99 typing up verbatim what I had recorded. That partly explains why I was so enthusiastic about a campaign of connection that District 71 leadership team embarked on with the support of World Headquarters. In other words, to take a bus all the way round the island of Ireland, all the way round. To give you a flavour, leaving Dublin, public meeting organised by local club in Dublin or clubs, district director, club growth director, and a few other people who were going to travel on the coach all the way around the island. The purpose of doing this extraordinary enterprise was to raise public awareness about the existence of Toastmasters, which is not very well known at all in Ireland. In fact, we call it the best kept secret. Hardly anybody in the public in Ireland has ever heard of Toastmasters, and even those who have heard of Toastmasters have hardly any idea about what we offer as an organization, what they might gain from joining. Public meeting in Dublin in the morning, lunchtime, say, up to Belfast later on, towards the northeast of the island. Another meeting in Belfast, overnight stay in Belfast, then across to Derry, then down to Castlebar, then on to another place, then to Castlebar, then to Tullamore, across to Galway, down to Clonmel, out to Limerick, where I was born, down to Tralee, which is where the District 71 conference will be held next year. That news was broken at the public meeting in Tralee, then to Cork, where I live now. where I did a session about storytelling and the difference between conventional storytelling and parable. Parable. Very big, important difference, in my opinion, but I'll tell you about that another day. On to Waterford, where I got off the coach and then back up to Dublin. 13 stops in public to raise awareness, an investment, an enterprise. The first time Toastmasters International has ever done that in this part of the world. Can you imagine going all the way around Sri Lanka? Around the island of Sri Lanka. Can you imagine going all the way around Australia even? Can you imagine going around St. Lucia on a coach, raising public awareness? Imagine. There's something about islands, isn't there? About going around a whole island. But there's also something in taking a coach, which was festooned with Toastmasters logo. You'd see it going past you on the road and you would be able to say, oh, what's that? Toastmasters? Never heard of that. I must find out what that is. And you know, in Limerick, I'll just give you one small example. 14 students of about 15 years of age each came to the public meeting as part of the various activities that they do in what is called transition year in Ireland. Four of them were magician's assistants. Five of them, that's another story, obviously, because these public meetings had all sorts of things going on. Five of them took table topics. And imagine 14 or 15 young people going back to their family, going to meet up with their classmates, letting them know what it was like. I met these weird crowd of people called Toastmasters and they were good. And you can imagine them making fun of each other for what they did in the table topics. But it was just fabulous. And I'm handing back now to you with the request that you consider something like that to raise public awareness in your part of the world, in your part of the world. And back to you, Toastmaster.
Thank you, Paul. We are thankful that we are part of your experience to share Toastmaster brand and also raise awareness with other people in your country. I think it's a great initiative.